Welcome to the Good Vibes Podcast with Clark Impastato and Ryan G.
Welcome back, Ryan. You're back in the nest.
Yeah, man. Back in Tejas. Yeah. Awesome. Right?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Welcome back. But it looks like you had a great time in Florida, man.
I dig it, man. I mean, you know, we talk about Florida a lot, and maybe one day we get down there and have a studio. But, you know, dig the vibe down there. I'll tell you what I really was impressed with, which was really nice. And it was kind of weird because, you know, we're all so used to tiptoeing around and wearing masks and stuff like that. It was really cool. Everywhere you went, everywhere. No one's wearing masks.
Nice.
You know, people are just being themselves again. And to that note, actually today in Texas, I don't know if it's some official date, but I actually went to the grocery store today. Didn't have to wear a mask.
Wow. Nobody freaked out. No one like, sir.
There are people in there. And it's like, of course, if you choose to, that's your business. And good on you. But it's finally like, you know what? Shit, let's get back to some normalcy here. It's
You need that, man.
Yeah. So I'm happy to see that. You know, my only concern, again, you and I talk about this, is hopefully, you know, the government and you won't start this bullshit again and wig out, because it's probably going to be seasonal. As it gets colder, we'll probably see spikes. But it's like, what are you going to do? Shut down the economy and the schools?
Or the new variant.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. There's the Iceland variant. There's the fucking Falkland Islands fucking variant. Like, just whatever, man. As we've said many times before, it's personal choice.
Yeah,
you want to get vaccinated? Great. You want to wear a mask? Great. You don't? Great. Like, it's whatever, man.
Well, I told you, and I want to tell our audience that I now identify myself as vaccinated.
So. Me too.
You identify
that's
yourself
amazing.
Too?
We're a protected class.
Oh, my gosh. No one could call us racist. Don't call us.
That's right.
Call us anything. It's going to be
and
racist.
My beard identifies as a mask. It's just a mask I can eat through.
That's,
I mean, it kind of looks like you got the thing going.
That's
a little hairy mask.
That's logic, because actually it picks up particles and
catches
blocks
the COVID.
It does.
There's COVID all in this, but I just like two times a day I have a little COVID brush. I just and it completely neutralizes the little spike proteins in my beard or whatever.
It's like that lice brush for kids.
Yeah, that's right. Just my COVID brush. That's it.
I love it, man. Well, yeah, but appreciate that, man. It's good to be back in the saddle.
Yeah.
And I'm sure for any of our listeners, the sound is much better. So apologize for the rough audio. But hey, you know, adapt and overcome type of thing.
Yeah, sometimes you got to do it on the fly, but that's all right, man.
But hey, you know, speaking of it, it's a long weekend. Memorial Day is coming up. By the time our audience listens, it will be Memorial Day. That's what we want to talk about. But I haven't done this in a long time, man.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Are you ready for it? I mean, it is a holiday. We do deserve it. Here we go.
The Metallica mug.
Oh, we're back.
There you go. Cheers, my
buddy.
Brother. And I do want to say I do want to say happy Memorial Day or happy Memorial Day weekend, because I know a lot of vets get their panties in a bunch talking about it's not happy, blah, 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 blah. And you and I talked about this a little bit before, and we'll get into the nitty gritty of it, I'm sure. But for me, it is happy, man. I celebrate that I knew some wonderful human beings that ended up paying the ultimate price for this country. But a long time ago, at least a few years ago, kind of flip-sided. I used to just get all upset and butthurt and drunk and call my friends, and we kind of throw a pity party. And I'm like, I don't think that's what our dead brothers want. I think they want us to celebrate that, one, we're still alive, and that me personally, that I got to be around such amazing people, that it should be a celebration. Just we're celebrating the way they lived.
Yes.
And as you said before, I like the way you put it, their sacrifice allows us to be doing what we're doing. That is a celebration. Without their sacrifice of many generations of Americans, we wouldn't be having this long weekend and barbecuing and getting with family. And so these negative Nancys out there that are vets that want to just rain on people's parades, it is fucking happy Memorial Day. And if you're just a pissed off, disgruntled vet, just go fuck yourself.
Yeah, well,
sorry, I borrowed that one from Bill Burr.
No, but to your point, as you said, a lot of people, when you lose someone, it's more about that celebration of life. Yes, it sucks. It all counts. There's nothing to say about it. It sucks. But those are the times where you're like, you know, your buddy, you recall those memories and you want to celebrate with, you know, you want to raise your beer and say, you
good
know,
times.
To Jamie, to Todd, to Jeff, to things like that, to Danny. You know, that's what it's about. But as you were just saying, is, you know, I get it where some people are like, oh, you know, how can they be barbecuing and sculling beers and things like that? And I can understand that point of view, but it ultimately is because the sacrifices of these great men and women and these warriors, this allows us our freedom and our liberty. I say this with parentheses because of who's in the office, but but all joking aside, that's what really to me, and I know we were talking offline to you too, is about it. It's a day saying, look, there's people that paid the ultimate price, and I am allowed to drink this beer. I'm allowed to have a barbecue. I'm allowed to enjoy this with my family, because if not, many generations ago, they might be goose stepping.
Yeah, right? For sure. Yeah, absolutely.
So,
or speaking with a goofy British accent, you know?
Yeah. No, saying, listen, our UK brothers and sisters, we love you.
Just kidding. You're actually our biggest supporter, so I withdraw that comment. No, they can handle it. They're not all PC.
It's been a long time. They gave up the red coats a long time ago. But no, it is exactly that. So I think what I tend to do on Memorial Day, the flag's always raised at the house here, but in outside. But, you know, you get these invites and you may go to the barbecue, you may go on your friend's boat or, you know, go skull beers or whatever. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I always make it a point to always do a toast to draw attention. Okay. Why we're actually doing this. So, I always say, you know, to the fallen, you know, may their memories live forever and it's provided us our freedom. Cheers. You know, so, maybe people get lost a moment like, oh, you know, we're here for cake and cookies and beer and things. No.
I think most people know, though. Yeah, it is good to remind them and to have a moment at the get together and reflect upon it. But
absolutely.
I don't see any Americans disrespecting the holiday. Even as a kid, it's kind of meant three things for me. Growing up as a kid, you know, Memorial Day is the remembrance of fallen soldiers that gave their life for this country. And so even as a kid, I'm like, all right, I get it. That's pretty heavy. And then you learn the difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day.
Yep.
And then I served in the military and even in my contracting years and through those two periods in my life specifically started to lose a lot of brothers.
Right.
Things got real busy. And so I did get a little bitter, you know, because I was still in the heat of the moment and we would do the, you know, kind of the power drinking and we'd all, you know, do shots for the fallen. And my little bar in Thailand called TQ2, we had pictures of all the fallen and it turned into a wall of like over 30 pictures. Like, holy shit. And it was intimidating, man.
That being said, not to interrupt you, but anyone who's not seen that episode, go to the YouTube and there's actually a picture of what Clark's talking about. And it will hit you. It really will.
And that was in the early days, man. That it was on a four-sided kind of post. We filled that up, and then the wall behind it started to get filled up. And the last time I had a few in 2007 when I left, I just remember looking at that wall like, holy shit. So, you know, the remembrance of the fallen, for a lot of us, it's Memorial Day every day. There's not a day that doesn't go by that I don't think of. You know, good times I had with a buddy that's no longer here. And so today is really no difference. Other than I used to kind of throw a pity party for myself or get some vet buddies together. And it was kind of selfish. We were just kind of really being drunk assholes. And a few years ago, I realized, you know what? Fuck that, man. I want to be at my best on Memorial Day. I want to socialize and I want to celebrate and be grateful and thankful.
Yep.
That I had these people in my life. Like I had to flip it to make it a positive experience. And as I mentioned before, I'm like, well, what would they, if I was dead looking down on my buddies, wouldn't I want them being happy? Like, man, remember that time fucking Clark just showed up naked and farted on, you know, whatever stupid shit, you know,
which time?
Yeah, exactly. Right. That's the stuff, you know, I'd want them to just be laughing and like, holy shit, he's a good dude or, you know, whatever. And I said, that's what I'm going to do, man. Anytime it's the anniversary of a fallen brother, you know, maybe I just do what I did for Seth Farwell. I just run around the neighborhood with an American flag or just stuff like that. That's positive. And so many cars were honking their horns. And I'm like, this is a way to pay tribute right here instead of just boo-hoo-hoo and staring at the laptop and drowning myself with fucking, you know, whatever brown rum or whiskey that's in there, which I would rather do that socially. Go to a barbecue, go to a friend's house. God knows if I lived in the Austin area, I'd be at your house barbecuing.
Oh,
that's
you
the
know
time
it.
To crack some cold ones and have fun and put on some music. And then I love like what you do. Hit the pause button, do a toast.
Absolutely.
Kind of remind everybody of why we're having fun. And it is okay to have a happy Memorial Day. I think I want that to be the title of the episode. Happy Memorial Day, motherfuckers.
It is. It is. And you know, the point here is we're not discounting grief. Okay. I think that's part of the problem. I think Memorial Day is especially tough for the immediacy of the event. So if you lost someone, you know, it could be your spouse, a brother, sister, your son or your daughter. Mm-hmm. And this does not just apply to military. This is also law enforcement or firefighters or first responders. Sure. That first Memorial Day is tough. And like you said, you know, with you guys getting together, you know, listen, 9 out of 10 guys, that's the way we're going to grieve. We're going to be booze bags.
Oh, sure. Okay? That's how guys do it. That's how you lick your wounds, you know. But you got to
graduate through the process.
Yeah,
you can't
grow
stay
from
there.
That. Yeah, make it a positive experience, man. You can still throw back a couple. You just got to change the mood. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like changing the music on the radio. You can control the vibe of a party depending on the music you're playing. And so it's the same thing with holidays like this. If you just get a bunch of pissed off dudes in your fucking garage and you're just motherfucking the world and no one understands us and fuck, you know, well, you're going to have a bad Memorial Day. But if you, and I encourage veterans especially to mingle with regular folks, because how else are they supposed to truly understand what it means?
Like, yes.
Go to a barbecue of normal people. I'm going to have a dinner date with my wife and a couple of her gym buddy couples and stuff. And so
that's
a perfect time to talk about stuff and in a positive way, because the public can have bad perceptions of veterans. You know, we're pretty scary looking. A lot of us are just fat, hairy, tattooed fucking dudes. And then we have these little attitudes and these larger than life personalities on the news or social media. And so for normal people, they look at us like we're a fucking tribe of werewolves or something. But when you break bread with normal people and they realize, hey, they're just goofy, silly people like the rest of us.
Right.
You're an ambassador of the veteran community, and Memorial Day is a perfect day to have someone go to work the next day and say, hey man, you know, my buddy brought his military buddy over and we had a great barbecue, super nice guy.
Yeah.
Even on Memorial Day, he was real happy and positive. And, you know, maybe not all veterans are fucking crazy on pills and with PTSD, and they're not, but that's public perception, you know, is like, oh fuck. And that's how I thought as a kid, you know, I saw Born on the 4th of July with Tom Cruise and you're like, oh shit.
You know? I think it's the coolest thing in the world, because for all the civilians out there, okay, everything we do that day is because of the work y'all put in. So that's actually a day you shouldn't be mad. You should be walking with your chest out and your head up straight and be like, you know what? I contribute to this. I did this. There should be so much pride in that, because watching those little kids play outside or run through the sprinklers or have ice cream with their family, you guys did that. You provided that freedom. You were on guard 24/7 and standing post. That should be pride and not anger, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Another thing is Memorial Day is for everybody. We're all Team America here. Whether you served or not, those people gave their lives for all of us.
Yes.
I mean, guys were dying in World War II and in Vietnam or whatever. Like, we weren't even alive yet, but without that, we wouldn't have been born, or who knows what the course of our country would have been. So it's not just for military personnel to celebrate or mourn or whatever, you know, path they're going to take, or veterans. It is truly a day for all of us. And so I really want to hammer home to my veteran brothers and sisters, don't be dicks on Memorial Day. It's a day for everybody, because this is Team America. All of us are in it. You know, while we're overseas doing shit, guess who's holding down the fort? Regular people, husbands, wives, sons, daughters, teachers, everybody that's involved in the community is handling your business while you're overseas doing cool guy shit or whatever it is. So just really I've just seen it in the past where veterans kind of become douchebags on days like this. It's like, hey, this day's for everybody, man, and let's try to make it happy.
Well, that's good vibes, right? Let's find the positive in this. You know, listen, if you want to break it down, yes, it's Memorial. It is about the fallen. It is, it is, you know, essentially there's death on top of mind, but you got to find what's the core reason why we're celebrating, like you're saying. Now, that being said, I'm going to tell you right now what's really pissing me off, and to me, there's no excuse for it. You know, we, you know, especially when I said earlier as we started this episode, you know, I was in Florida with no mask. I'm now walking around Texas, no mask. These towns and cities that are canceling the parades or events is unacceptable. And if you live in one of these towns or cities, you should be writing your mayor and letting him know that.
Because if it was a damn protest, they wouldn't shut that down. Why not a Memorial Day parade? If it was some type of riot or protest, they'd be like, oh no, that's different.
Wait, you know what the irony of that is? It's like, okay, you know, they're probably their logic is like, oh, you know, too many people and social distance. To your point, what about the riots? There's hundreds of people. But you know,
I think down in LA, the last protest they had, there was like 50,000 people. I'm like, well, so much for social distancing. So it's weird that they pick and choose. All of a sudden, they're banning Memorial Day festivities. Like, definitely make some noise, write your representatives, or just fucking do it anyway.
You know what? Seriously, you know, that's awesome. Like, I, you know, get a bunch of veterans and patriots and just start marching. And you know what? That's what they want to keep doing. They don't want.
I don't have any cash, and I'm recording. Thank you. I knew it would happen. That's all right. It's unedited here.
the wives just have that they just know. You know, they just know. But you know, that's the problem right now. Because again, I believe by canceling these things, it's again, how do you keep the divide? And you know, because this is very a big. I would say it's very patriotic this way. This is what brings people together with the flags on the lawns and seeing your neighbor and thanking a veteran and inviting a veteran to break bread or, you know, buy him a coffee or things like that. By canceling stuff, it just, you're prohibiting that. And nothing makes me more mad than that right now. So I feel for some of these towns and cities I heard even in Virginia Beach, maybe I might be getting that wrong, so I apologize. But if it's in Virginia, I mean, if you're canceling Virginia Beach, I mean,
especially heavy military towns. I know that's why they should just rebel and just all show up with a bunch of American flags and just march anyway. You know, it doesn't have to be organized. But I would do a Memorial Day protest where you just walk around flags and be happy, and you know, or at least get together with friends and family. I mean, I just don't know why they pick and choose which gatherings are appropriate and which gatherings aren't. It's just so either we can get together or we can't. I don't care if it's some Antifa rally or a fucking Memorial Day parade. What's it? It's people next to people. But why is one okay and one's, you know?
But that's what, again, it's I'm just so happy we're finally getting sanity back, because it's like, you know, you got to bang your head against the wall. My favorite thing of all time is during this is like, you know, it was okay to go to the restaurant. Okay. Right. So you walk into the restaurant or the coffee shop, you wear your mask to walk through the restaurant or coffee shop. But the minute you sit down, you take it off. Explain that to me. Like so all of a sudden you're in a magic bubble at your table.
The virus is like, oh, hold on boys. They're eating. You know, I just, what kills me is where's the logic in any of this?
I don't know, brother.
It's so weird. It's just on. Well, it's on. Sorry, that's our policy. I mean, that's what they do.
You know, just like that meme that we see. It's like, you know, I'm going to start wearing my seatbelt as I walk around. You know, it's just like, and I know you and I josh about this, and again, people have that right because the people that have sacrificed. Just dude, let's just get the freedoms back and have
let people make choices, man. Make it's choices. That simple. Yes. Let everyone decide for themselves and their family what their best course of action is. And it's, I saw a meme the other day. It was something like they're conditioning you to believe that your freedom is selfish. And I thought, wow, that's pretty true.
You know, scary.
If you don't want to wear a mask, people are like, oh my God, you're a grandma killer. You know, it's just like, holy shit. People get weird shit in their heads. And I hope we're going slowly back to normal. It seems like some states kind of are. And to be honest, I mean, even here in Cali, outside of the big cities, I don't see a lot of masks and shit. I just see people walking around doing their own thing. And
good.
I think it's just politically charged cities and in certain areas. But I think most Americans are like, this is stupid at this point. One thing that especially today reflects upon is something you mentioned before is the freedoms that we all have because of the sacrifice of the fallen. And so even little things like masks start pissing me off. Like,
yeah,
I know them fuckers at Storm Normandy wouldn't be wearing masks. You know what I mean? Like, we used to have balls, dude. What about the Marines that fought in Fallujah?
Those guys were the ultimate hold my beer men, right?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. There wasn't the draft. These guys all enlisted lying balls, about their age.
They were all young. Yeah, 17, 18, 19-year-olds. Yeah. A lot of them lied to get in. They wanted to fight. And
I mean, good
And golly. There was no cool guy shit. There was no, like, no. night vision and falling out of airplanes. It was just, like, parking on the beach and fighting motherfuckers.
You know, and that's interesting hours. You say that. And, you know, be this, it's Memorial Day. You know, if you talk to any of those guys, so I recall having a lot of conversations with my grandfathers. You know, one was a bombardier and the other was military intelligence. But that generation, you know, some now say it was because of PTSD. That's just how they handle it. But I don't know. They just didn't talk about it. It's just like, you know, with I asked my grandfather once, and I'd get stories here or there, but, you know, obviously, you know, it's just not a time he wanted to go details in it. But he just said, listen, this was the time. This is what we needed to do. And we did our job. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
For sure.
You know?
Yeah. Well, and I think, too, World War II is pretty significant. From what I know about it, I'm no historian or nothing, but just been a fan of military history, especially U.S. military history. And I think there was some satisfaction in the completion of that war because we won, we defeated Hitler. Yeah, I mean, there was some,
and
there was
an end game to it.
And then when they came home, there was this big parade. Now we've been in these multiple wars for decades with no end game. You come home, there's no parade or nothing. No. They didn't spit on any of us like
Nam.
They did the Vietnam guys, right. But there was no ticker tape parade. You just come home and you struggle to get a job and you move on with your life, which is fine. I mean, I don't think any military guy / veteran looks for that, although it is nice. But I think with the World War II guys, that they were comforted in that, hey, we went over there, we kicked ass, fucking Hitler's dead, we came home, and they went back to work on their farms or factories or whatever it is they were doing. Whereas now, you know, guys are in and out, and then they can slip back into the contract world, which is even really greasy, and it's just this weird thing. Well,
let me add some different perspective to that. I mean, again, it's sometimes on how it's perception with people, right? So, you know, it was called World War. So there's that perception of like, holy shit, if we don't win, our country's going to fall. The way of life, you know, like we say, you know, could have been speaking Japanese in one part of the country and maybe German in another.
Yeah.
But what people fail to realize is even the wars in the past two decades, it doesn't matter if it was Iraq or Afghanistan or some of these other initiatives we've been involved in, they are all important to our way of life, because if we didn't do what we had to do, and if the troops didn't have to get involved, you would have seen incremental changes here that would have impacted your life as an American, such as, listen, you think terrorism would have just go away after 9/11? I mean,
yeah, for sure.
Come on. So it doesn't have to be a world war. It doesn't. The country is always at war with someone in some sense.
Oh, there's no such thing as peacetime.
No.
There's just shit going on you don't know about. It's real low-level shit, whether it's drug wars in South America or counterterrorism operations throughout, you know, East Asia and the Middle East. There's always boys creeping.
Cyber. Look at all the cyber.
I mean, cyber warfare is huge.
We just had, what was it, just 2 weeks ago, is the pipeline was shut down by hackers.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, that's going to be huge too, especially, you know, I have my theory about this virus. This could be a biological attack. There are cyber attacks. We've been in multiple wars for multiple decades. You know, we never know. And one of the big boys is just going to say, you know what? I think they're weak enough. Let's go pounce on them. Like, I don't think that era is done. I think there are countries with a big military machine that are like, you know what? Fuck these guys. So it's tough on a day like this. I think we also need to appreciate what we have while we have it.
Oh,
you know,
amen.
I'm always very grateful, because I never thought, you know, as a kid growing up, when you and I did, you realize, like, we were born just after the Vietnam War, and you study about World War II and whatnot, and you're like, damn, times were tough. Like, the nation was really struggling, especially World War II. Rosie the Riveter, housewives were in the factories building bombs and airplanes, and they were tough, and everyone was on rations and buying war bonds, and it was like a team effort.
Yep.
And you're like, damn, I can't believe people survived, and they were scared New York was going to get bombed, and just all this stuff going on.
Yeah.
But within our lifetimes, we don't know. That could happen. Look in the last year how drastically shit has changed, and not in a good direction, in many levels of our society. And it could get worse, and it could get worse quicker. So on days like today, we really need to keep things in perspective and say, you know what, as messed up as things are, they're still not that bad. We should still be very grateful, because shit can get nasty quick. All it takes is look at how people panicked when the virus first hit, and you couldn't find toilet paper and all this shit. I mean, they drop something that wipes out our power grid. I guarantee we're going to turn into savages within 3 days, and you're going to be fucking killing your neighbor for some fucking toilet paper. Like, it just, people get really unstable really quick. And I think we need to appreciate the stability and freedoms we have. More importantly, the freedoms.
Yep.
But with that freedom, I hate to sound like a Spider-Man quote, but with great power comes great responsibility. Well, with freedom comes some responsibility.
Yep.
We have to take care of each other. We have to take care of our neighbor. That's why I like holidays like this, because typically neighborhoods can get together and maybe rope off a cul-de-sac and barbecue. Yeah,
break bread, have a beer.
Absolutely. And we need more of that, man, especially we don't know what's around the corner, man.
No, no. And you bring up some good points, you know, especially with, you know, like you said, the cyber attacks and all these things, you know, and you, dude, we said this, I forgot how many episodes again, but we always believed, and it's funny now on how the news is like, oh, well, maybe it really did come out of Wuhan. No shit.
Yeah,
right? Duh. So, you know, we've said that this was probably, you know, biological warfare. This is at some
That's
level.
That's my gut feeling.
I don't doubt that either. But I think what's interesting, this, and just being Memorial Day, you got to almost think about the future and like what you're saying, not around the corner. But, you know, it could be interesting. The future war doesn't necessarily have to be mega bombs and giant air forces. I mean, this was the ultimate example. If this was a test of a new tactic of warfare, all you got to do is really focus on how to crumble economies.
Yeah. And then our society collapses.
Exactly.
And then they don't even need tanks. They could just walk in and take over. They could send their children in and take over, because we've already fed on ourselves and destroyed ourselves. And that's why I really plead to Americans to take care of each other, man.
Yes.
Really take care of each other, because our military may or may not be defeated at some point in the future. Who knows? Who knows what technologies Chinese and Russians have? I'm not trying to be a doomsdayer. But you and I were talking about this earlier. The reason why the Japanese never attempted a land invasion, I think they hit like an island in Alaska and said, fuck this, it's too cold, and they bounced. But was because they said, behind every blade of grass is a gun. Mm-hmm. You know, we really have to take care of each other, take care of the strong, take care of the weak, protect each other. We need to get back to that, because I see a moral decay in our society.
Yes.
Would open us up to be occupied, because we're not taking care of each other. And I think that people notice that around the world, like, look at these guys just,
well, the divide is
burning their own cities. And
listen, that's why I'm happy to see like-minded governors starting together to say, we're not going to stand for this at the local level, like, man, but we also have a responsibility as citizens to start pushing back, to saying, listen, you're not going to act like an asshole in our city or our neighborhood. You're not going to bring this agenda into our schools and stuff like this. Enough's enough. We need to unify again, like we did around 9/11, where forget the conservative, forget the liberal, forget the Republican, forget
the September 12th effect.
Yeah, we're Americans. That's the bottom line.
All of those boundaries disappeared. There was no rich, no poor, no black, no white, no Republican, no Democrat. It was, we were American. And I remember when everyone was chanting USA.
Oh my God, it gives me chills right now.
Oh, it's just like, so. And then even when the boys smoked Bin Laden, they were doing it again.
Yeah, you know, they took to the streets, right?
Yeah, they did. And it was like, that's America. Man, it made my heart so big. Thinking about it, I get the chills.
But also, too, that's a great example. That's the difference of today, where you see Antifa and these groups. That's not peaceful gathering.
When
Rob and the guys zapped Bin Laden,
yeah,
that was peaceful. That was celebration. Yeah. That was that was like a World Series win, right?
Yeah.
You know, but also too, I wanna give a shout out to the younger listeners of the Vibe Tribe. We've been getting a lot of feedback, and these are gents and ladies in their early 20s. And you know, Clark and I appreciate that you guys and gals are tuning in. I think what's important about Memorial Day for you younger folk, because I mean, if you're about 20. You didn't grow up like Clark and I did, where, you know, just after Vietnam, and we had grandparents still alive to World War II. So again, there was a lot of people to talk to know your history. You guys didn't experience 9/11. You guys were probably 2 years old, 1 year old, maybe three.
Don't even remember it, or weren't born yet. Yeah.
No. So my advice to you guys and girls is go take the time. Go talk. Mm-hmm. Go talk to your parents. Go talk to your uncles. Go talk to older members of your family and learn about the history of these different conflicts, be it from World War II, Vietnam, the Korean War, Iraq, Afghanistan, 9/11. Seek it out. You should seek it out.
Yeah, for sure. Okay?
Because I don't know if you're being taught this in civics or history or God knows what these
being
days.
Being taught critical race theory.
Right. Even, dude, talk to a vet. You know, dude, a lot of people joined up, just like World War II. They joined up when we were attacked. Okay, so those guys have a lot to say what 9/11 meant to them. And you should go learn it firsthand.
Yeah, ask them. Just say, what was your call to service? What made you join up? You know, you don't ask them how many fucking people they killed and stupid shit like that. Just be like, hey, why did you join up? What branch? Trust me, vets love to talk about it. I love to talk about it, especially to younger people. Most of my DMs is younger dudes that want to join and they have questions, and I'm pretty honest about my experiences and sometimes the repercussions it can have on families and relationships. I want to give them as many pieces of the puzzle as possible, but especially on weekends like this, if you know there's a veteran there or whatever, trust me, vets, for the most part, love to share their story. Just approach it the right way. You know, don't ask them stupid shit.
Yeah,
just say, hey, what made you join up? What branch? What did you do? What was your job? They love all that stuff. And then just let them go from there if they want to talk about their deployments or share some stories. Leave that to them. Or if you see a wounded vet, don't walk up and be like, dude, how'd you lose your leg, bro? I mean,
don't be an asshole.
Have some tact, you know?
And don't run up to a guy and say, hey, Jim, why'd you serve? No, pardon me, sir. May I ask you a question about your service? Show manners, show respect, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially on a day like this, you know, or a long weekend like this.
Absolutely.
A lot of these guys are riding on some tough emotions, especially if they were involved in direct scenarios where they saw the loss of their teammates and stuff. And so they're still probably willing to talk about it, but realize, you know, there's some scar tissue there and there's a way to approach it. And it's also very therapeutic for them.
Yep.
You know, I love it when especially a younger person hits me up and asks me, and you know, it's very rare in person. Once in a while at the gym or something, someone will come up, and because I still wear cutoff camouflage shorts.
I love your gym outfit, man.
Pretty obvious.
It looks like you're ready to grab your go bag and just.
Hey,
go.
You might have to lift. You might have to shoot. You know, whatever. I'm ready.
You're the gym commando. You're Arnold. Oh, you're Arnold.
Oh, I don't know about that. Jeez.
I love that.
Arnold still disappoints me, man. I still never forget the first time I threw a grenade, and I was so disappointed because it was not like the movie Commando where one grenade can take down probably three buildings by itself. I hear this little thump, and I peek my head up, and I just see kind of a little thing of smoke, and I'm like,
that's it?
I'm looking at the guy like, did it go off, or what was it? No, that's how they are. I'm like, fuck, man. No wonder it's so hard to kill people. Fuck. Can we make like the Schwarzenegger grenade?
Yeah. God dang, Rambo. What happened?
Yeah. Arnold owes me a hug, man. That's some bullshit.
Yeah. Arnold, come on, man. Come give Clark your I mean, he lives in California, man. Drive that that vegetable oil Hummer to see you, right?
Yeah, he's got some weird new vehicle.
The biodiesel, right?
Oh God.
That's crazy. But what you were saying, absolutely, that these younger kids, and again, you have a daughter, so let me ask you this question, and I have, obviously, your daughter's in high school, mine are in elementary school, so the conversation is different, but how do you discuss Memorial Day with your daughter on two things? One, you being a vet, but also two, your daughter's from a different country, so what's the perspective there?
Yeah, it's very different, and I've been careful. I think I bombarded my first two kids with, well, especially my son wasn't too interested. We had some conversations. He would ask some questions, but my oldest daughter, my middle child, was very curious. And I showed her some appropriate things on the laptop. I'm not going to show her, you know, there's a montage to Die Motherfucker, Die Motherfucker, Die. I'm not going to show her that montage. Yeah. You know? Yeah. Some death and destruction from overseas. But mm-hmm. her and I, she was a lot more curious. My youngest daughter, who's come to live with us, has asked questions and we've talked a little bit. She wanted to watch a military movie. And so we watched Black Hawk Down because it's one of the few movies that really shows how chaotic warfare can be. Right. That's what I really like about that movie. It wasn't the sexy 90s Charlie Sheen movie where they rappel from the roof and kill everybody and, you know, wake up passed out on the beach, the Hollywood version. I showed her Black Hawk Down because it's very chaotic. It's very confusing to know what's going on. It's very loud,
yep.
very graphic. And she cried during several parts of it. And, you know, I said, that's what a lot of our brothers and sisters go through specifically, even though this was pre-9/11, a lot of this type of stuff has been going on for almost 20 years now. A lot of young Americans have yep. been through these type of scenarios and stuff. And so I didn't get too deep into it yet. I want to be careful because I know with kids it can be overwhelming.
Sure. But what about the idea of Memorial Day? Like, is there an equivalent like that in Thailand, or is this a new concept, you know, here seeing this and witnessing this? Is this going to be our first one?
Yeah, it will be. It's nice. Thailand is more, at least when I was there, the king was still alive. He's since passed, so I don't know now. But in Thailand, it was, they're very Buddhist, and most of their things are kind of, related to Buddhism and Buddha and stuff, very mm-hmm. religious, mm-hmm. but not overtly religious, kind of like our holidays. It's not like Christmas in your face, Jesus is born, motherfucker. You know, it's over there. It's just Buddha's more kind of subtle. But their holidays, they're military. They only really fought one country, and that was Burma back in the day. And it was so long ago, they were fighting with elephants. So they don't, like, they've never had to fight for their freedoms. Thailand, like, no one has a problem with Thailand. They're kind of like the Switzerland of Asia. Like, everything's just kind of cool, you know?
Right.
Nobody messes with them, not even the Japanese. They're like, whatever, these people are cool. So she doesn't really grasp the concept of it, but I'm sure at some point this weekend I'll kind of let her know. Because each holiday we're hitting for the first time, she gets to experience it. She was here for Thanksgiving and Christmas and all this. And so she is very curious. You know, she says all the time that she's half American. She is starting to embrace it. You know, it's a little rough at first. So holidays like this, I'm going to have to explain to her, you know, that this is why this holiday exists. And she probably doesn't even know much about like 9/11 and stuff like that. So on the anniversaries of and stuff, I want to expose her slowly to it. But I don't want to overwhelm her because there's a lot of fucking genies in this genie box.
Yeah, no, that's it.
I think I'm going to polish off a bottle of rum and sit her down.
No, you don't want to do that.
This is how it is, motherfucker. Exactly. Oh, my God. You're a different person, Daddy.
Stay Clark. Don't be werewolf, man. Don't be werewolf, man.
My alter ego is Jeffrey.
Well, dude, I was just going to say, I have a feeling this weekend, either I'm going to get a FaceTime from Jeffrey or you're going to get a FaceTime from Jason Birchwood, my alter ego.
That's probably gonna happen.
Dude, I don't. What time is that? I don't even know what time it is. Three o'clock, and I'm, you know, a beer three, in.
No, you got to, man. But that's a good point, and I think it's everyone should do that for their kids. You know, my situation's a little different because she's born in a foreign country, but it's probably even more important as she discovers her heritage and stuff. But every parent should do that on these specific days. Really sit them down and just give them a down and dirty of. Because you and I were taught a lot of that, not only in the home, but also in school. And I don't think that happens in schools anymore. So it's even more imperative for parents to do that.
I remember, you know, again, you're making like paper plate American flags, you know, on Veterans Day, the school would have you write letters to mail to you know, service members.
For sure.
You know, sorry, you know, I apologize to, you know, when I was in third grade, I sent you, I wasn't allowed to send you any tobacco or porn. I apologize. I hope you appreciate my crayon drawing.
Right.
I know the Marines did. They love that crayon drawing.
Oh yeah. Send them a box of crayons. They'll be stoked. Yeah. They're probably licking the paper.
You know, I probably sent them a drawing of a tank, and if they were trying to hold it at different angles, be like,
what is it?
Does it look like a tit? It does.
What the fuck is it?
If you look at it long enough, right? Totally.
No, it's a tank. Oh, I thought it was a chick with a boner. It's yeah. the barrel of the tank. I get
exactly.
it.
Exactly. No, but all seriously, I don't know. I'm going to have to ask. Well, they're out of school now. What do you call it?
Yeah.
Yesterday was the last day, but we've already brought it up. We've already said, like, you know, why do you think, you know, what is Memorial Day? Why do you think people aren't working? Why do you think we get together? And they need to be clear. They need to be clear on, you know, again, you're not going to talk death, destruction, and all that war. It's just like, listen, there are people that have played the ultimate price for, mm-hmm. guess what? That toy you're playing with right now, you could thank them. The mm-hmm. dinner we're having tonight, you could thank them. You know, riding your bike, okay, saying what you want, you know, mm-hmm. playing with what your friends and hands, you could thank them. And I think that's important. And I hope we could... I just really hope we could start getting back to some of these fundamentals, because it's just, it's still wonky out there, my friend.
Yeah, well, we need to. There's just too many pillars in our society that are demonizing America as a country, and it's just simply not true. And so the more work we do at home to say, listen, this is what America is really like. You know, all this other shit that's floating around out there is just poisonous. And there's some historical facts that are tough, but... Okay, well, this is 2021, you know? I mean, let's focus on what we have, and I think it's important to pass that mindset onto our kids, because I can't imagine the onslaught of negativity that circulates in the education system now, just really making kids feel bad about themselves, no matter what color they are. They feel like shit. I mean, well, what are you putting in their heads that makes everyone feel like crap?
Well, again, man, it's just... I think the past year has been really upsetting and depressing, just to see everyone basically in this bummer mentality and go down the list of bummers, right? It doesn't matter politics or fucking virus or
everything.
The education
tough.
Agenda. So, you know,
it's hard to stay up. It's hard to stay positive, man.
Again, I think we should all be stoked for today, Memorial mm-hmm. Day, in the weekend, because, you know, keep in mind, like, you know, it's always, what are you grateful for? Last year, none of us were allowed to get together. I mean, we were locked
down. I know. Yeah,
so
that sucked.
This is big improvement for us to go see our neighbor, to see our relatives, to see our friends, to see our family. You know, I'm very grateful for that, you know, because again, it's a step in the right direction of getting back mm-hmm. to normalcy. So,
yeah, it is. And we need that. And we need that. And it's definitely up to all of us to keep a positive spin on it. And like I said before, stay up and just be grateful, man. That's a big mantra I've been beating into my head lately. It's just to be really grateful, even if you're in a tough situation. Really, your perspective on that situation can completely change your day about it. So,
good point. And again, we're not saying that Memorial Day is an easy day for people. I mean, it's very tough for some people. Again, I know for certain Gold Star moms, it's an extremely mm-hmm. tough day. You know, and again, that's the grieving process and have complete respect for that. But, I guess, I'm appreciative, towards those Gold Star moms and their, mm-hmm. their son or daughter that they lost, because again, I'm able to hug my children because of that sacrifice. You know, I'm not being forced into any camps. I'm not being separated from my kids. I'm not being told to do this or that. Well, maybe a little bit right now.
But. Not yet, but at least for this weekend or free. Next Memorial Day,
we'll see.
Might be waving at each other through a FEMA fence. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Clark. may we do our podcast? No, you cannot do your podcast.
Please.
Yeah.
We'll just have conversations and pretend we're recording a podcast.
You may not do your podcast.
Like the scene in Wolverines, our hands are pressed up against a chain link fence.
Avenge me! Oh, nice, Jinx. I'm telling you, man. We're this 80s guru.
Shit.
You know, watch some classics. That's a good thing.
That's a good one. Some patriotic films.
Wait,
man, yeah.
Can we pay some respect and toast, Dan Masters?
Dan Masters. Who's that?
Iron Eagle.
Oh, Doug Masters.
Doug. I'm
Doug Masters. Yeah,
Doug.
Yeah, and Chappie.
Chappie, man. Doug, we need, I'm telling you, Doug Masters, man. I want to raise a glass to Mr. Doug Masters.
Yeah, dude, let's do it. Iron Eagle, man.
I wonder what that that actor is doing. I mean, did he do anything besides that?
I never saw him pop up
anywhere
else.
You know, I mean,
such an epic movie, man.
Oh, God. It's one of your favorites. One of mine, too.
I love it, man. I wanted to fly an F-16 so bad. It's still my favorite plane, but it's a real close second with the A-10 Warthogs. But the F-16's just sexy, man.
It is. But listen, Top Gun for me, man. You know, the what do you call it? The F-14.
Oh, yeah. The Tomcats.
Tomcats, man.
Yeah, F-14s are nice, too. Top Gun was a better movie, but I still cult classic Iron Eagle, man. But Top Gun just crushed it, man. It was such an amazing. I can't wait to see the new Top Gun, man. That's coming out this year sometime.
It's
coming
out.
They actually got that dude in the cockpit flying. It's not some cheesy like soundstage or whatever.
Wait, what do you mean? What's his
Tom
face?
Cruise is actually flying. He's not flying, but they make it look like it. But he's actually, it's a two seater, and so they got some dude flying. And he's pretending, but he's actually pulling G's, and his face is distorted.
He's never been scared to do his own
he's
stunt.
He's ballsy,
so
man. If I was his age and worth that much money, I'd be like, let's go back to the way we did it the first time in the little sound studio. Hey.
No, exactly. But I got to be honest with you, man. Last time I saw Top Gun, I was just like, I was like, it shows you how movies change, our era. It's like, oh, my God, it's amazing. But, you know, watching the volleyball scene now, it's just it's weird. It's weird.
A little greased up. You're like,
I mean, right. You know, slider busting a flex, you know.
I know.
Is that necessary?
They could have edited out the volleyball scene. Give us another plane scene, please.
Yeah. And do we really need the song going by Kenny Loggins playing with the boys?
Yeah. There was something going on. We were kids. I didn't pick it up until later on. I was just like, oh, okay, volleyball.
But it was cool. It was like, dude, wherever. And now it's kind of like,
now it's like, whoa.
Yeah. So
playing with the boys.
It'll be nice to see what they do with the new one. Hopefully it'll be good. But we digressed a little bit. But again, it's staying with theme.
Still
these are
patriotic.
These are good patriotic. Your daughter has your daughter seen Top Gun or Iron Eagle?
No.
Dude.
Yes, we did watch part of Iron Eagle, but we ended up falling asleep because she wants to join the Air Force. And so she goes, are there any Air Force movies? And I'm like, no, the Air Force is boring. They don't make movies about the Air Force. And I'm like, oh, there's one.
Wait, I got a great movie for you to watch Memorial Day with your daughter. Ready? Classic. Talk about Greatest Generation. Memphis Belle.
Oh, I haven't seen that one. I know what the Memphis Belle is. Yeah.
Dude, that movie is
really?
Oh, my God. Dude, nice. It's just, again, like we're talking about, those guys are just like, fucking hold my beer. It's just...
Nice. I'm going to write that down in my notes.
You know, again, if she's actually interested, because I believe that was the Air Guard of the Army. But
well, I told her that, too, that the Air Force used to be like the Army Air Corps or whatever it was. Right. Yeah.
So, Memphis, but that's... talk about... I mean... Again, it's those boys. You're going, you know, you have, the German fighter planes. Here you are flying on this giant bomb with fuel, right? And
yeah,
bombs.
You're like a tail gunner trying to shoot these planes down and shit.
Yeah, and then you're getting the frags coming up in the air, right? The anti-air fire. I mean, and you're just ducks. You're sitting there
Say it was like 90% of tail gunners got killed and shit? Because the planes come right up behind you and just start stitching you, and you're right there in the ass of the fucking plane.
All windows are open. You have these shitty masks for
oxygen.
How
cold did
it have
cold to be?
As fuck. Right. That's why they wore those, you know, leather jackets with
World War II is the last time the Navy and the Air Force was tough. Those dudes were badass. Nowadays, the Navy's kind of fruity and the Air Force is just a bunch of nerds. Back then, they were all pipe hitters, man.
Yeah, seriously. Also, those sailors, too, man. You look back at the pictures, you know, they got the...
Like Pearl Harbor?
The jeans and then the jean shirt and the dungarees. The hat tilted, the dungaree. Yeah,
I wore that shit. Yeah, we were the last generation. Now they all wear this weird Jean-Claude fucking camouflage or whatever it is.
Oh, dude. Oh, my gosh. I would kill to see the dungarees. If we do an episode where you wear the dungarees...
Oh no, I don't have them anymore. I gave away all my uniforms and threw them out when I got out.
Oh, that would have been hilarious to see.
I'm trying to think if I have a picture of me in Dunga Jams.
It'd be great
those
to post.
Those are fucking so uncomfortable, man. The uniforms they have now are kind of your normal. They're weird colored, but they're your normal style.
But I can't imagine the heat in some of the regions you went in. And you're wearing basically
brutal
jeans, dude.
Brutal. Yeah, you're just a big sweat factory. It was horrible.
Yeah, I mean, that's talk about, that's swamp ass to the 10th degree, right?
And they're real tight. You can't even put your car keys in them pockets. It's just so like, bro, did we really? When I got issued my uniforms in boot camp, I thought to myself, like, they issue this shit? Like, is it still World War II? Like,
sure.
This is a joke. This is like an initiation to see how we react. We don't really wear this shit, do we?
The funny thing is, it was probably still surplus from Vietnam. Who knows,
maybe,
right? you know?
I guess they changed it though. So the new sailors are lucky because that shit was uncomfortable. Talk about a moose knuckle, bro.
I always said
pinching.
I always said if again, I'm not musically inclined, but if I ever had a band, it would be called Moose Knuckle.
Yeah, you
know, that's just it'd be awesome.
Oh, dude, can we rename our podcast the Moose Knuckle Show? The Moose Knuckle Minute. Maybe we'll just have a segment called the Moose Knuckle Minute.
Oh,
we'll just
stand by, everyone.
Talk about something inappropriate.
Yeah, no, that's wow, that's great. But
we'll just
also
call it Moose Knuckle Brewery. Stop! Oh, we can't get that. You got to edit that part out because someone will copy it, and then we'll be like, "Damn, someone has a Moose Knuckle Brewery."
You heard it here first. Go ahead, rip us off, guys. Go ahead.
Yeah, but we get free beer. That'll be one of our beers, Moose Knuckle.
Absolutely, and veterans and first responders drink free always.
Yeah,
always.
Absolutely.
Always.
You got to bring credentials. Yeah. No stolen valor.
No. Oh, that'd be like the shittiest thing you could do. Honestly, for a free beer. Oh my gosh. Know. That's just.
And if we find out that you're stolen valor, the next beer will be warm.
Extremely
if you know what I'm saying.
Extremely warm.
And yes. It'll smell funny.
Yeah, and it's a special blend. It's an asparagus IPA.
I was gonna say it smells like asparagus.
Holy great shit. Minds, dude. I'm telling you. we're separated at birth somehow.
Oh, dude, we could even have a beer called the Stolen Valor.
just
piss. There you go.
Oh, man. That's awesome. But any final thoughts here that we want to send to the tribe?
Yeah, guys, just enjoy your long weekend.
Yeah.
Have fun. Enjoy it. Remember what it's all about. And even our listeners in other countries, you know, just always take the time to be grateful for you and what your people have been through and you know, what the world community is trying to do. And I know it sounds a little hippie-ish, but I think we need a little more of that. So for us here in America, it's a special weekend, but everyone's invited to the party, man. We love all the good people around the world, all the bad people around the world. Well, fuck off. But
yeah.
For all the good people, we love you.
Well said, man. Like you said, around the world, you know, we have our band of brothers, our allies, mm-hmm. and you're right. We raise a glass to everyone who keeps on fighting the good fight against the tyranny and the evil in the world. Mm-hmm. And
it exists in every country.
Exactly. So cheers to the tribe across the world. You know, it may be our Memorial Day, but y'all have different days like that. And if you don't, hey, raise a glass anyways. And
join our party. You're invited.
Yeah. Cheers to that. You know, Clark and I chatted. We, you know, because of Memorial Day, and we do want to show respect. We're, you know, we even though we're kid and laugh things like this, there's no dudes court today or emails. We just want to keep the focus on Memorial Day, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll get back to it soon enough, and we have been getting some good emails. Thank you for sending those in. Please continue to send them in. I think it's thevibetribe@protonmail.com.
You did it!
Frank the Tank moment. I think that was it. So please continue to send them. We're backed up a little bit on them, but I want to sift through them and show you guys some love. And we have a wonderful guest. I'm not going to ruin it. Scheduled, coming up here very soon. I think you guys are going to like it. So we're going to continue doing what we do, and please continue to love us and support us. It means a lot. The feedback we get from you guys is amazing, and it keeps Ryan and I motivated to keep on trucking.
Yeah, so to all the Vibe Tribe out there, enjoy your friends and family, and have a good one, y'all. Later.
Yeah, happy Memorial Day, guys. Happy Memorial Day, Ryan.
Yeah, happy Memorial Day to you, brother, ultimately.
Take care.
Yes, thank you for your service.
Thanks. Absolutely, brother.
Yeah, bye-bye.